Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know, articles like this, they're a double-edged sword. They're a great heads up to let us know of new opportunities. But these pieces don't drill down on the risk of going down these roads. So let's do that here. I do this all the time for clients who want a market assessment. I approach risk assessment in two areas. First up, market feasibility. Now, most of us focus on the potential in a broad way. The biggest mistake folks make here is that we overestimate the value of brand awareness. We get all excited about the access to potential new buyers. Yeah, it's important to get out there, but we can also spread ourselves too thin and even oversaturate our exposure. The big question, if almost every opportunity gives us brand awareness, then how do we determine the real potential? This is why I look at feasibility from a market segment standpoint. How does this exposure increase access to not only the buyers, but also the influencers who can advocate for us? And what does this exposure say about our brand? Let's use the metaverse as an example. If our brand is about pushing the boundaries of innovation, is being involved in the metaverse practicing what we preach? If our buyers are in marketing tech and they're participating in the metaverse, should we hang out there too? Second, what is the investment? In other words, what resources, time, money, effort is needed to make this idea work? I use a standard that I call, I know a guy. Stay with me here. When determining what's going to take to pull off this new idea, ask yourself what you already have that will lower the cost or make implementation easier. For example, years ago, a client of mine was really good at copywriting and websites. Seriously, he could put one of those up within 48 hours. Not everybody can do that. So those assets alone changed the ROI equation for him, lowering the risk exponentially. For him, he was that guy. If you can't do it yourself, that's okay. Do you know a guy who could pull this off at a friends and family price point? You know, some of my clients who were part of a big company could use their resources in this way. Some folks have family members. The point here is that we need to take a hard look at what we have to devote here and compare that to what we have. Put those two together and we will have an accurate assessment of the risk on all of our options. We don't just look at the potential, get all excited, and jump on it. The biggest risk here is that of opportunity. What we say yes to requires us to say no to other ideas. And frankly, there's no such thing as an easy win. Every option requires time and effort. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.